So today's class will be given by His Grace Paramatman Prabhu on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.7.40. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you on this call, Prabhu? Hare Krishna Prashant Prabhu.
His name is Krishna Natma Prabhu. Is he on the call? I will try to call him. I have his number.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you.
Maybe you can end the recording, Mataji.
Yeah, sure.
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Srunvatam Swakataha Krishnaha Punya Sravana Ketanaha Pradayam Tastahi Abhadrani Vidunoti Sakshat Satam Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaye bhagavate uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki. Today we are discussing verse number 4.7.40. So let me recite the verse. This is Brahmovacha. Namaste srita sattvaya dharma adinam cha sutaye nirgunaya cha yat kastham aham na veda apare apicha. And now I will read the translation also. The personified Veda said, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you, the Lord, the shelter of quality of goodness, and therefore the source of all religion, austerity, and penance. And for you are transcendental to all material qualities, and no one know you or your actual situation. And the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the material world, there is trinity of the three material qualities. Lord Vishnu has accepted superintendence of the quality of goodness, which is the source of religion, knowledge, austerity, renunciation, opulence, etc. Because of this, actual peace, prosperity, knowledge and religion can be attained. When the living entities are under the control of quality of goodness in the material world, as soon as they are subjected to the control of other two qualities, namely passion and ignorance, their precarious conditional life becomes intolerable. But Lord Vishnu, in His original position, is always Nirguna, which means transcendental to these material qualities. Guna means quality, Nir means negation. This does not indicate, however, that He has no qualities. He has transcendental qualities by which He appears and manifests His pastimes. The positive transcendental qualitative manifestation is unknown to the student of the Vedas, as well as to the great stalwart demigods like Brahma and Shiva. Actually, the transcendental qualities are manifested only to the devotees, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Simply by discharging devotional service, one can understand the transcendental position of Supreme Lord. Those who are in the mode of goodness can partially enter into the transcendental understanding. But it is advised in Bhagavad Gita that one has to surpass this. The Vedic principles are based on three qualities of material modes. One has to transcend three qualities, and then one can be situated in pure, simple spiritual life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadankitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadanvaitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Vishakanvaitam Cham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadha Prachacha Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, thank you so much for giving this opportunity. So today we are discussing this wonderful purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So let me read the translation one more time. So here the Vedas are speaking, the personified Vedas. We offer our respectable obeisances unto you, the Lord, the shelter of quality of goodness, therefore the source of all religion, austerity and penance. For you are transcendental to material qualities and no one know you or your actual situation. In this, Srila Prabhupada mentioned some excellent points, and one of the most striking points Srila Prabhupada mentioned is even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the qualities of Lord Vishnu. So in that perspective, I want to quote one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.41. Even Anantashesh could not reach limits of Lord's glories. Let me repeat that verse, which is very inspiring. Na antam na vidami aham ami muniyaha agrajate. Means, here in this verse, it is mentioned that people who were born before, like the great sages, they could not understand the glories of the Lord. And Maya Bhalasya Purushasya Kotah Avaraye Gayan Gunan Dasasata Anana Adidevaha. These words are very important. Gayan means singing. Gunan, singing Lord's glories. Dasasata, with thousand heads. Anana Adideva. The first avatar of Lord is, one of the first avatars is Lord Anantasesh. So Lord Anantasesh is trying to sing the Lord's glories with 10,000 heads and hearing 10,000 ears and using 1,000 mouths, Still, Anantasesh is glorifying Lord from time immemorial. Till to date, it is Monday, 20th August 2018. Still, Lord Anantasesh is not able to finish the Lord's glories. And one of the somewhere I read, Anantasesh only able to touch a small aspect of Lord's glories. Sashaha adunapi samavasyati nasya param. So even the meaning of this sesha means ananta shesh aduna api, even in spite of having 1,000 mouths and ears, and also the incarnation of Lord itself is not able to see the ends of Lord's glories. So I would like to start with this sloka, and whenever I read this sloka, always I with a humble heart always realize how small I am. So I beg all the mercy from all the exalted Vaishnavas, and because of our mercy and inspiration only I can utter few words today. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning very important qualities. Actually, yesterday in Srimad Bhagavatam class, here in Omaha, we discussed about the behavior of bhakti is actually in four stages. The four stages of bhakti are bhakti in ignorance, bhakti in passion, bhakti in goodness, and bhakti in beyond goodness. So we will discuss today, because it was mentioned and glorified by the Vedas that bhakti in goodness. But let's talk about bhakti in three modes. This is actually from 3rd canto, 29th chapter, 8th to 10th slokas. The context is Devahuti glorified Lord Kapila Dev, and she asked path of bhakti. What is the path of bhakti? And she also asked what is the nature of time. And here the mother is glorifying the son. Son is none other than Krishna himself, Lord Kapila Dev. So that's how we have to glorify the spiritual master. In Bhagavad Gita 2.7, Kapanya Dosho Pahata Swabhavaha. Whole first chapter, Arjuna is keep talking, and he has this concocted ideas created by the mind, but two points where Arjuna said in this sloka 2.7 that I am a fool number one, I don't know what to do, I am so confused Krishna, I am surrendering at your lotus feet, please accept me as your devotee. Then Krishna started speaking. So these qualities, I was really shocked. Even Devahuti, who is the mother to Lord Kapila, is glorifying as Yoga Bhaskara. And by glorifying as Yoga Bhaskara, and she glorified that, you are the son of the system of all yogas, dear Lord Kapila. And please remove my false ego, my illusion, and I am sleeping in darkness without shelter. Please help me. That is the prayers of mother to son. Means we shouldn't see the relationship as mother to son. We should see the relationship as a disciple to his spiritual master. So now Lord Kapila Dev is telling the exact three points in this purport, that bhakti in ignorance is in the mode of envy, violence, pride, anger. For example, during my childhood, I used to see, in the name of bhakti, they used to do lot of violence. People have so many questions, right? Why bhakti and violence? That is at the level of ignorance. It means tamasic bhakti. It is devoid of compassion. Second level is bhakti in the name of passion. Back home also we used to see, I give $1,000 and please give me this benefit of a promotion or being passed in exam. That is bhakti in passion. Desires for material enjoyment, fame, and opulence. Let me repeat that. What is the nature of bhakti in passion? Is desire for material enjoyment, fame and opulence. So in bhakti in passion, they have desire for objects rather than the God. Desire for objects, material objects rather than the God. So next level is bhakti in goodness, sattvic bhakti. So what is bhakti in goodness? Desires to free himself for karma. Offers result to Lord and worship the Lord as a duty. In bhakti in goodness, at this level, he is free from karma. And offers result to Lord and worships Lord as a duty. It's his duty to worship Lord. But there is one problem in this stage also. Even goodness bhakti also, there is a problem. What is this? That is desire for liberation. Then that is beyond bhakti in goodness is pure bhakti. What is pure bhakti means, there are so many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, but let's start with Bhagavad Gita. Manmanabhava madbhakto majyaji maam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyesime. Krishna is saying that, you know, without anything, forget about everything, sarvadharma parichajya mamekam saranam vraja. Forget about all the formalities, you know, the most important thing from Krishna, for Krishna, is our sweetheart, our butter-like heart. Braje prasiddham navanita choram, gopangananam chadukula choram, aneka janmarjita papa choram, choragra ganyam amaham bhajam. The meaning is, Krishna is expert in stealing the cloths of gopis, also the stealing the butter. The whole meaning is, in this process of stealing, what he is really stealing is aneka janmarjita papa choram. He is stealing the sin that we accumulated like a big mountain for many, 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 many janmas. We discussed about the lotus feet to all the way to the curly hair of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The lotus feet, by focusing on the lotus feet, two things happen. The sin we accumulated for hundreds and thousands of janmas will be broken down by that sweet lotus feet. Aneka janmarjita papa choram. And the darkness will be broken down by the lotus feet. Okay? So why I am saying this is, Krishna likes butter. What does it mean? Krishna doesn't like rocks. Means rock-like hearts. Rock-like with purification, the rock-like heart can change into butter-like heart. And Krishna likes butter, and he steals the butter, and the sweet, buttery, like our hearts. By that, he is stealing all the sins. Even the good bhakti in the mode of goodness has this itch of liberation. Lord Kapildev is saying the liberation is in multiple levels, right? This is Salokya. Getting same planet. Sarsti. Getting the same opulence. Samipya. Getting the personal association with Lord Krishna. And Sarupya. Getting the same bodily features. And ekatvam means oneness. Apiyuta, even in the mode of goodness, all these liberations are available, but diyamanam, even though these liberations are offered, na gruhnanti, we should not, we means the pure devotees don't accept vinamat sevanam jana. The pure devotees only want one thing, that is service, pure devotional service to Krishna and pure devotees. So we discussed about tamasic bhakti, rajasic bhakti, sattva bhakti and vishuddha, and you know, pure bhakti. So even beyond sattvic means pure, you know, in this goodness, bhakti in goodness, there is a pure bhakti. What is pure bhakti? In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, sixth sloka, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo. What is the ultimate duty? Dharmo means duty, paro means ultimate supreme duty. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Eto Bhakti Radokshaje Ahaitiki Apratihata E Atma Suprasidati. So the pure devotional service has two primary qualities, causeless and uninterrupted. So causeless means there is no, as like in a passionate bhakti, there is no discussion about Krishna, I will give this and you give to me. It is like bhakti of Yashodamai and all the gopis, and the supreme devotee and supreme example is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani. So what they are doing? Causeless bhakti. It is, you know, the bhakti comes 24/7, uninterrupted, causeless bhakti. That should be our ultimate goal and destination. Let's touch some other very important points discussed and mentioned by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Those points are always, there is a big difference between material and spiritual. So here again, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Krishna or Vishnu, you know, they are at a transcendental level. They are not at material level. So bhakti we can understand in two ways, one at a material plane and one at a transcendental plane. And he also mentioned one word, nirguna. Means, first canto, second chapter, 11th sloka. Vadanti tatvidas tatvam ejnanam advayam. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti iti sabhyate. Means, a devotee can understand Krishna in three ways. What are those three ways? Brahmeti. Means nirguna. Oh, there is no form. There is nothing. Just like sun, here it's so cloudy in Omaha and it's raining. If I say, somebody says like, you know, there is no sun, what I can say? It's all clouds. I can show him, I cannot show sun to that personality. And that level is nirguna level, means light. They just see light. They don't know where that light is coming from. And the second stage is Paramatma. They say, oh, Krishna as Paramatma is in the tree itself, in the leaves itself, in the everywhere. So that is Paramatma means, it's kind of like seeing that globe of sun when the clouds disappear. And finally, Krishna, last class we discussed, Krishna has a lotus-like, wonderful, lotus feet. Just you know, anyway, we came to that lotus feet. So the topmost devotee understands Krishna has a personality. It is not ordinary personality. It is supreme personality. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindham adipurusham tamaham bhajam. Kandarpa koti vishesha shobham. So in this material world, everybody is running behind beauty. But Krishna's, and the topmost beautiful person who is the god of beautiness is Manmada. And Krishna's beauty is koti Manmadas combined together doesn't even touch the speck of Krishna's beauty. So final stage is the personality of Godhead itself. Himself. So the lotus feet, last time we discussed, the soul is adorned with a rod of elephant and the lotus and the banner, and the nails of Lord is emanating this red bright light. That bright light will dispel the darkness in our hearts. And by dispelling the darkness in our hearts, we can see the Krishna in the sense from material plane to the spiritual plane. And the lotus feet, as I mentioned, it also does one thing that, you know, it breaks away the mountain, Mount Everest like sin we accumulated from time immemorial. It breaks away all the sin. And the lotus feet are so glorious, even Lord Shiva kept the water came from the lotus feet, that is Mother Ganga, on Shiva's head, so that Shiva becomes more auspicious. Lotus feet. Lotus feet is supremely special. Even Kunti Maharani, who is, I don't think in any history or anywhere, nobody suffered more than Kunti Maharani, right? Vishat Mahagne Purushada Darsanat. She became pregnant in that Vedic culture 5,000 years back in Dwapara Yuga. During those time, how strict it is. She became pregnant before marriage, and you know, that is the boon given by Durvasa, and a baby born, and she left baby into the water, Karna. And after that, she married Pandu. And Pandu then married one more, Madri. So Madri it's just a tough situation, you know. And then, unfortunately, Madri cannot have children. And now Pandu asks, oh, you have boons, right? You will have three children and Madri has two, Nakula Sahadev. So actually, Mother Kunti has given children to Madri. How compassionate she is. And Panduraju died one time and Madri went with Panduraju. And then here a single mom have to take care of five small babies in the courtyard of you know, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, Dushasana. What they are doing, Vishat Mahagne Purushada Darshanat. Vishat, they are giving poison to kill the small babies. Mahagne, they are putting fire to the Lakagruha. And they are sending Bakasura, like big Rakshasas, to kill these babies. Vishat Mahagne Purushada Darshanat Asat Sabaye Vanavasa Kurchataha. In the cheating Sabha, they cheated Pandavas and sent them to the forest. And after all that struggle, and of course, they insulted daughter-in-law, Draupadi, so badly in that cheating Sabha, and Krishna came and helped. That's the other story. And after that, they went to this forest, and in the forest, so many struggles. Imagine, they don't have electricity, hot water, and a nice house. You know, these personalities, they have to move from a place to place, hide, and how the situation of mother's heart. And after all these years in the forest, finally Duryodhana said, you know, I don't want to give a small dot or a small piece of land. Get out. And finally, Pandavas doesn't have any choice. They have to fight Aneka Maharadastrataha. They have to fight against not only simple people. These are like Guru, where Dronacharya teached all the techniques to Arjuna. And Bhishma, the stalwart devotee and also stalwart fighter, who even made Krishna to touch the weapon. And they have to fight against Karna, such a excellent archer. And of course, Vikarna, Duryodhana, Dushasana. And finally, somehow by, you know, wherever Krishna stands, it doesn't matter. The opponents, they will win. Right? Finally, Pandavas won the battle, and everybody thinks, oh, it's really good. And at the end, what happened? Aswatthama killed all the grandchildren of Mother Kunti in one hit. And even he tried to kill Parikshit. So at the end, Kunti Maharani is praying this. I don't want any affection to mother's side or mother-in-law's side. Yadavulandu, Pandusutulandu, naaku moha vishyadamu cheyavayya. Please, throughout my life, I worried about Pandavas and Yadavas because Kunti Maharani is the sister of Vasudev, right? So that's why Kunti Maharani is related to Krishna, father sister. So at the end, see the prayer of Kunti. Throughout my life, I am attached to this material bodies, things, and, you know, children, grandchildren, mom's side. Now I want only one thing. Adavulandu, Pandusutulandu, naaku moha vishyadamu cheyavayya. Ganasindhu ucherudu gangabangi ni bada saroja chintanamupai. Manasindhu achyadruvittito kaligunnattu cheyagadaya Ishwara. Meaning, just like rivers go to ocean non-stop, always somehow. Please Krishna, my thoughts always should go to your lotus feet of Lord, lotus feet of Krishna. That is the final prayer of Mother Kunti. After struggling everything, she wants only one thing. What is that one thing? I want your lotus feet. That's it. I don't want anything. And this is the topmost prayer. Anybody even, shiver to utter these words. So far we talked about the struggles of Mother Kunti, right? Now, usually people pray, oh, please don't give me any troubles, not to my children, not to my grandchildren, not to my grand-grandchildren, everybody in my family, everybody should be supremely happy with lot of money, lot of everything, right? That is, a majority of people pray like that. But Kunti's prayer after this Vishat Mahagne Purushada Darsanat, the next prayer is Vipada Santuta Sasva Tatra Tatra Jagadguru. Means, my dear Lord Krishna, I've gone through all the struggles, but if needed, I will go through the struggles again and again and again. In that process, when we are in the deepest troubles, you always saved us so that we can see you face to face when there are troubles. When there are no troubles, we become comfortable in our kingdom. In the sense, now this is where Krishna, at the end of Kurukshetra war, because he spent so much time and he wants to go back to Dwaraka and go back to his place. So that's why before Krishna is leaving, Kunti Maharani is praying, please Krishna, give me more and more calamities so that whenever there is a calamity to a devotee, you will run like Gajendra Moksha. There are so many examples, Gajendra. So that once you come to help us, we save you, see you face to face. When we see you face to face, there is no more Janmas. That's it. That's the end. And on top of it, it's supremely blissful when you see Krishna's lotus feet to the personality. So that is lotus feet. It's even if we keep talking, all the personalities starting from Srimad Bhagavatam, Sruta Goswami, Saunikadi Muni, Parikshit, Sukadev Goswami, Vyadavyas, whatever personality who comes into Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, they always glorify lotus feet first. So, I mean, here it is so, this Krishna in Kali Yuga is only available through one way, that is Grandavatar. Srimad Bhagavatam is none other than Lord Krishna. So, how can somebody say that Krishna doesn't have a personality, where in this whole book, every chapter, they keep glorifying this personality? So that is the devotee's understanding, that Krishna has a beautiful form. Again, I don't. I just want to give a glimpse of lotus feet. If I keep talking, you know, it will never end. So coming back to our discussion, that, you know, it's Srila Prabhupada very nicely described Nirguna, which means transcendental to material qualities. The definition of Nirguna is, every day we see things with material eyes. But Nirguna really means transcendental to these material qualities. Transcendental to these material qualities. The other very important point to mention is, people misunderstand Nirguna as no qualities. So that's why Prabhupada even stressing this point, that he has transcendental qualities by which he appears and manifests his pastimes. And as in the beginning of our discussion we discussed, it's impossible even to the avatar of Lord Krishna, Ananta Sesh, with thousand heads, thousand tongues, thousand ears, glorifying Lord Krishna from time immemorial, and doesn't even able to describe a small part of Lord's glories. So this is transcendental topic. This is transcendental, you know, qualities of Lord. So in the end, Bhagavad Gita, it was mentioning how to understand Krishna. How to understand Krishna? It's not by reading Vedas. It's not by accumulating something. It's by discharging devotional service. One can understand transcendental position of Supreme Lord. Very important point. How to understand Lord is only one way. Discharging devotional service, one can understand the transcendental position of Supreme Lord. And as we discussed in the beginning, there are four stages of bhakti, right? People think of goodness in bhakti is enough. No, that is not enough. A Vaishnava is beyond goodness stage. Those who are in the modes of goodness can partially enter into the transcendental understanding. Here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that with goodness, he partially enter into transcendental understanding. Partial. For complete understanding, one has to transcend this three qualities, and then one can be situated in pure, simple spiritual life. So the take-home message is very simple. Two words Srila Prabhupada mentioned: pure, simple. That's it. Pure and simple. And again, there is a definition of sadhu in Srimad Bhagavatam: titikshavaha karunikaha. The two topmost symptoms of a sadhu is titikshava, tolerant, karuniha, compassionate. See, Srila Prabhupada is a glorious example of tolerance. At age 70, he came to America tolerating heart attacks, tolerating seasickness, tolerating that, you know, when we go to a place, for example, if we are going to some place next year, we start planning right now, booking flight tickets, you know, hotels, cars, and try to make some arrangement there. People make phone calls to friends. We make all those arrangements. But those days, Prabhupada doesn't have anything. It's his only mission is how to serve his holiness. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's his only mission. And in this process, Krishna helped tremendously. Tolerating, staying in lower Manhattan, if you walk still to date, the moment you go down to lower Manhattan, into lower East Side, and even, those places during those days are ghettos. All the drug abusers, all these people are in those places. And Srila Prabhupada, still to date, we are so judgmental, right? In the sense, not we, at least myself. In the judgmental, in the sense, I immediately form opinion. Oh, this is this kind of a personality. Oh, good devotee, excellent devotee, good student, not so good student. But Srila Prabhupada only looked spirit soul. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Suni Saiva Swapaka Pandita Samadarsinaha. A pure devotee or a pandit or a pure devotee only sees spiritual or transcendental aspect, that is spirit soul in this suffering jivas. So that's why one day, initial days, Prabhupada's roommate is a drug addict and he has some mental issues, and in the middle of the night he chased Prabhupada out of the building. So tolerant, supremely tolerant and compassionate. And when he wrote, when he get down in that Boston Harbor, he wrote these words, "I am puppet in your hands. Let me dance, let me dance, let me dance. Oh no, make me dance. In the sense, Krishna, you play whatever, I will play. I will dance for you. You will do whatever. I'm an insignificant beggar." A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So that is Suddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. To attain that stage, it's a theory, that is the ultimate goal. The life, Prabhupada Leela Amruta, those pastimes are Amruta, miracles, just happened 50 years back, and still happening to date. Whatever topic you touch, lotus feet and Srila Prabhupada, you get immense happiness in the heart. Your hair stands up. That is purity. Purity is the force. And simplicity. So today is Monday, so I don't want to take all of your time. And again, we have to go back to our Swadharma also. Today, 7:40. So I want to touch one more point where we were discussing about bhakti. What is bhakti? Kapil Dev in 3rd canto 29 chapter, he is mentioning that just like air carries aroma to the nose. For example, there is a Narsingadev and they give some beautiful scent, right? And that aroma comes to the nose. Bhakti carries one's mind to Krishna. The other definition of bhakti given by Lord Kapila Dev is very simple. Our mind is running here and there all the time. Bhakti is very simple. Just like air carries aroma to the nose, bhakti carries our mind to lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Same words by Kunti Maharani, right? I suffered so much, Krishna. My only desire is my mind should go to your lotus feet. Just like Ganges or the rivers non-stop flowing to ocean. That is bhakti. So, always simplicity is the best. Many people don't understand what is bhakti. So, three words. Directing somehow our mind to lotus feet of Lord Krishna. It could be in any way. Holy name. Ravanam Ketanam Vishnu Smaranam. Now with the bhakti. These are vehicles. By hearing what we are doing, we are chanting, glorifying, sankirtan, remembering, friendship. All these, what is the ultimate goal? Remembering, Manmanabhava Madbhakto Majyaji Mam Namaskuru. Bhakti is very simple. Somehow, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. That is only possible with devotee association. Without devotee association, I think the number one prerequisite. So that's why many devotees even pray, Krishna, in the next Janma, no problem. You can make us born any place. Many people shiver about being born. When I am reading that 3rd canto, 30th chapter, where Lord Kapila Dev is talking about Krishna, talking about how spiritual souls suffer. How spiritual souls suffer in this life, and also when we leave our body, how much torture it is. Yesterday I was reading this chapter, I was literally like panic mode. And I started, somehow, Krishna, please make me chant more and more. Or make me remember, sometimes, chanting, but in the material world, let me read this three. I feel so important. This is again 3rd canto, 30th chapter, 7th slok. I'll just read the meaning. Although burning with anxiety, we are all burning with anxiety, he always performs sinful activities to maintain his so-called family. To maintain his so-called family, this jiva keep performing these sinful activities with a hope that is never fulfilled. Thinking that somehow I can create happiness to the family, but that will never be fulfilled. And see this 8th sloka meaning. With heart and senses charmed with illusion by the words of a woman, he enjoys solitary embraces with her and is enchanted by the words of his small children. Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentioned, in prison, tie the prisoners by iron chains and iron bars, right? In the conditional soul is tied here by the beauty of women or beauty of men, loving embraces and sweet words, love. And finally, this is kind of Kapila Dev, Srimad Bhagavatam, that's why it hits directly to the center of the heart. It doesn't, it doesn't shy away to tell the fact. and you get attracted to the embraces and beauty of women, and finally you fall to sweet words of children. How cute, how wonderful they are. That's it. You are locked. You are locked with iron chains and iron bars. Even Yamadutas, at death, seeing two angry, terrible-looking Yamadutas, he passes stool and urine in great fear. And it doesn't stop there. Anyway, we had an excellent positive discussion, but I don't want to go into depths of this chapter, which is very scary. But let's come back to some end on a positive note of what else is more beautiful than lotus face of Lord Krishna. So let's end with the theme for this week. The energy is smile to Lord Krishna. I am ending in 2 minutes. Smile. If Krishna smiles, hasam hare avanat akila loka tevra soka. As we discussed, Kapila Dev never lie, right? He tells the facts, how much we are suffering here. But when we focus on the smile of Lord Krishna, right? It drives away the ocean of tears caused by intense grief. Actually, our tears are not full of bucket or not full of a tub. It is to the level of ocean. The time immemorial, how many jammas we took. Our tears are to the level of a big passive, a big ocean. Okay, Asuru Sakra, just by seeing the lotus face, that beautiful black, what a beautiful rupa of Lord Krishna. And in that, the most important thing is smile. When we focus on the smile of Lord Krishna, what happens? This ocean of tears gets dried up. Next is about laughter. When you see the laughter of Lord Krishna, all the suffering is gone, and on top of that, all the happiness will come in the center of the heart. So, mind fixed on the smile and cheers and laughter of Lord Krishna. So, I will end on a positive note. So, we'll have a lot of this week energy to do bhakti. Means focusing our mind to lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. And anything you like, all the glories to Guru and Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas and, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any faults you find, it's my misgivings or my imperfections. So, Vanchakalpa Karubhyasya, Krupasindhu Bhyayavacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. And I apologize, in the beginning there is a little bit confusion. But anyways, Hare Krishna. So any questions, any comments, any chastisement?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. You have been very nicely, very nice class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for your wonderful assistant Nectarian class. Dandvat Pranam to your Seva, Hari Bhavan.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving all of your association. Yeah. So any other questions or anything? Or else,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. It's a very, very inspiring class, Prabhu, especially you are focusing how the devotional service is the great, since everything else is later on, and then how you explain three type of devotional service, mode of goodness, and then ignorance, das, and ultimately pure bhakti. very beautifully you explained, Prabhu, and then thank you for sharing all the videos. We can see how much you have a compassion and faith in Prabhupada, and want to preach and give the knowledge of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your association in the conference. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, and it's all because of mercy of Vaishnavas. So many Vaishnavas, their mercy, without their mercy and blessings, and blessings of Guru, and of course Srila Prabhupada, nothing is possible without mercy of Vaishnavas. So thank you so much, and please give your blessings. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class and your valuable association. Thank you so much, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association, Prabhu, again in future. If nobody have any question, we can end the call here.
Thank you so much for giving this opportunity, and I was discussing these topics. Srila Prabhupada always says it's like mitai, or whenever you open Srimad Bhagavatam, always you close it with a lot of happiness in the heart and a lot of inspiration, and Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Hare Krishna.
Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhuhevacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.